and others, fellow ambassadors, members of the diplomatic corps, ladies and gentlemen, comrades and friends, mes chers compatriotes. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the French residence on this Bastille Day and to celebrate with you the 60th anniversary of the acquisition of this house by the French government. This was the residence of the French consul to Rhodesia. Then the house was closed and mothballed during UDI before reopening in 1980 as the residence of the French ambassador to independent Zimbabwe. I will not speak about football today. But Ulrich knows I'm happy, despite a last-minute disappointment. I want to thank our sponsors today, French and Zimbabwean companies, without whom this event would not be possible. Merci Total, Lafarge, Bureau Veritas, Le Safre Zimbabwe, Verlinde and Ganthorp Enterprises, Saint-Gobain Giproc, Citco and Limagrain, AGS Frasers, Motul, CMA CGM, Bolloré, Météo France International, Fuel Solutions and Bastec Baudet for your support. I also want to thank the SHTC Hospitality School for providing us with chefs, waiters and bartenders to make your day enjoyable. And of course, my colleagues from the embassy and the residence for the hard work. I would just like to make four short remarks today. I make no excuse for doing my job as ambassador to develop the relations between France and Zimbabwe in all fields. The companies present here today are a testimony to the trust placed in Zimbabwe by the French business community. In the last 3 years, the number of French companies operating in Zimbabwe has doubled. France supports the government of Zimbabwe's policy to re-engage with the international community and its strategy of areas clearance, more commonly known as the Lima process. At my initiative, the Minister of Finance and Economic Development, Honorable Patrick Chinamassa, was invited to Paris 2 weeks ago to meet with his French counterpart, Monsieur Michel Sapin, and to engage with the French business community in the association MEDEF. This visit, the first in many years, will pave the way for discussions with the Club de Paris when the time comes, as well as for further French investments in Zimbabwe. I make no excuse for being a staunch supporter of the European Union and believing that a united continent is the best way for our countries to face the challenges of the present and of the future. I regret and respect the decision taken by the people of the United Kingdom. I am still convinced that both Britain and the EU would be stronger together than apart. On a similar note, I believe that African integration is the way to ensure peace and stability across the continent, and I pay homage to the recent Zimbabwean presidencies of the African Union and SADC, just as I salute the contribution of Zimbabwe to the success of COP21 in Paris last December. I make no excuse for being French and enjoying all the good things of life, as well as considering that spirituality and religion belong to the private sphere and not to that of the state. In Paris, Brussels, Ouagadougou, Istanbul, and so many other places, religious fanatics have killed and maimed to deny that freedom. I am happy to feel safe in Zimbabwe because I know that all of you share these values. Finally, I make no excuses for believing in democracy and human rights as enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe. the freedom to assemble and demonstrate within the framework of the law, and to use social media in a peaceful manner, the protection of the people by the state without unnecessary use of force, even the right to stay at home without having to face the full wrath of the law. Those are some of the rights deriving from the liberation struggle of your elders. I am hopeful that Zimbabwe will not deviate from the progress accomplished in the recent years. I make no excuse, and I discard with disdain the ridiculous accusations against me reported earlier this week. They belong to an outdated and irrelevant ideology that is not helping your country adapt to the reality of the world today. I am inspired, on the contrary, by the light that shone yesterday evening on the other side of this beautiful city, in the hands and hearts of those who called in song and in prayer for a new, united, and peaceful Zimbabwe. May their appeal be heeded before it is too late. This is the spirit of Bastille Day. It is alive in Zimbabwe. And in Zimbabwe, contrary to Paris, it is peaceful and non-violent. Honorable guests and friends, this is my last Bastille Day with you. In a few weeks, I will be leaving Zimbabwe for another posting. I have loved my time here with you, every minute of it, and I have developed a passion for your country and for the people of Zimbabwe. Mes chers compatriotes, j'ai été heureux parmi vous, et je crois que nous avons fait, avec toute l'équipe de l'ambassade, de l'école, des alliances françaises et du CIRAD, avec mon adjoint Benoît, à qui je dis au revoir, du bon travail ensemble. Aidez ce pays, aimez ce peuple, soyez heureux au Zimbabwe. I would like to propose a toast to the people of Zimbabwe and to the good health of His Excellency President Robert Gabriel Mugabe. May he be, for his grandson Simbanashe, a loving, caring, and devoted grandfather. Thank you.